Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Good morning. I'm so glad that you've joined us today. You know, yesterday we started looking at having communion with the Father. God the Father wants us to be in His presence, to know Him. He wants to get an intimacy with us. When Jesus died, He rent the veil in two, which opened the doorway so we could access the throne of God personally. God loves us so much. He wants to be with us all the time. Let's love Him back. Let's find out how we can get closer to God. I'm so glad you're with us. Let's continue this journey together.
God is not withholding from us. He's not withholding any good thing from us. He says in Ephesians 1:3, He's already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heart. Every single one. And if He didn't spare His Son Jesus, you think He'd withhold anything else from us? Not in a million years. Amen? And so we're going to learn about how to get into His presence. Look at what He says in Hebrews 11. Watch this. You all know this scripture, most of you. We should know it by now if you've been in this church for a while, because I just preach the word and I show scriptures. But look what He says here. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And those that seek Him, those that come to God, must believe that He is. That He is God. That His word is true. That what you read about Him is true. He says, without faith it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Not half-heartedly. Listen, the New Living Translation says it like this. Who sincerely seek Him. The Passion Translation, I like this one. He rewards the faith of those who give all their passion and strength into seeking Him. God wants to be found by you. He wants to be in your presence and He wants you in His presence. This is God. We're talking about God. We're talking about the Creator. We're talking about God. The one who can do anything. The one who will do anything. The one who wants to bless your life. The one who wants your kids normal. He wants your family relationships back to normal. He wants all of that God. The one who said, hey, trees be, boom, and they be. That God, the same God, wants me in His presence. He wants to love on me. Come on. That's a hard one for some of us to believe. He loves us. He walked with Adam and Eve every single day. They didn't need for anything. They needed nothing. Amen. Not a thing did they need. They were in His presence. He supplied everything. When everything, the transition takes place and either the rapture or whatever happens, and we're in His presence, you think you're going to need anything? You got everything you need in the person of Jesus Christ, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. You will have everything you need. You don't need the sun. I'm talking S-U-N. He is the sunlight. He will bring the light. He is the brightness. He is the warmth. Amen. You won't need healing because there will be no sickness. Because where He is, nothing bad can be. Amen. That's why it says in Psalm 91, they that abide in the presence of the Lord shall fear no evil. Amen. You got to get into His presence. We got to be there right at Him. Amen. That's what He's looking for. That's what He desires that, unfortunately, way more than we do. He desires way more to be with us than we desire to be with Him. I heard Adrian Rogers say something the other day, and he was a good teacher. And he said something the other day. He said, you know, the Bible says in Revelation, and most of you have probably heard this, but in Revelation He says, I would that you were either hot or cold, then lukewarm. He says, for if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Amen. Listen, when you think about that, that's a pretty bold thing to say. And I mean a pretty outright in your face thing. Yeah. I'd rather that you were hot or cold, but don't be lukewarm. And then Adrian Rogers said this. He said, you know what I've discovered? He said that people that are lukewarm are the ones sitting in churches. They will just do their one duty in the week. maybe even two. But that's it. But not in this church, because we're going to set a fire under each and every one of us. Amen. Amen. And I've got the brand in my hand, and I'm going to light that thing in, under your seats. None of you know. Did you ever go to one of those movies and all of a sudden you're watching Earthquake, and I remember in South Africa, the seats started rocking. Well, I've got something under each of your chairs. You don't know about it yet. It's going to ignite, and you guys are going to light up. It's the Word of God. The Spirit of God, the presence of God. Revelation 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door. Who stands at the door? God. God. Behold, I stand. He's waiting. He's more desperate for us than we are for Him. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. I'm trying to get into you. I want you to receive me. I want to be with you. He says, if any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and I will sup or dine with him and he with me. I mean, God, can you understand? This God who's so good to us, who did all the great things he's done, wants to be with me. And we find that hard sometimes to believe because we stop looking in the mirror. And we think we're losers and we're sinners and we're guilty and we're condemned and we're outside of this mirror of who we are. When God looks at you, listen, God sees you the way He says He sees you. He sees you healed. He sees you prosperous. He sees you victorious. He sees you a winner, not a loser. He sees you as a son of His, a child, an heir, and a joint heir together with Christ. That's how He sees us. But we move away from the Word and we see ourselves the way the world sees us and other people see us and the way the television wants you to see yourself. You've got to keep looking into the Word because then you'll see who you are. And I'm telling you, when you know who you are, when you know who you are in Christ, when you understand who you are in Christ, the devil cannot put one over on you. He'll come and try to put a sickness or take your money or your kids or whatever. And you'll say, no, wait a minute. Now hang on a second. And then the song will start playing. The song will start playing. Amen. Some people have got a song. Teardrops. Rolling down. Now don't all get that in your head and carry on singing it all the rest of the day. Feelings. Oh, my life is feelings. That's all it is feelings. Get over them and get into it. Amen. Some of us are so guilt ridden, we got a song as well. I did it my way. Forget about it. God's given you grace to get past your way. Get into His way. Your way is the right way. It's the only way. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Watch here. Oh, look at this. Look at this. Jeremiah 29. I haven't even started the message. This is a foundation. But we're going to have some soaking here. Amen. We're going to get some soaking going on in this church. So next week when you come, you might want to wear pants with bad knees so you can get on your knees and worship the Lord. We've got to start to praise this God that loves us so much. Sweet Lord, we got the truth. We have the truth. Praise God. Look at what God says in Jeremiah 29. Look at this. I love this one. Oh, it was up there. Watch this. Just look at this. He says, and you will seek me and find me. He's not withholding. He says, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. He's not looking for lukewarm, half-hearted. Oh, well, I gave my tithe. That's not even part of what we're talking about. I mean, my God, if you're still wrapped up in tithe, how much lukewarmness is there in us? Amen. A lot of you know this one. And you will seek me and you will find me. Really? And you can't hide from God. You cannot hide. Remember Adam and Eve? Remember? And God came. Adam, where are you? I'm hiding, Lord. You think you didn't know where they were? You can run, but you can't hide from God. You may as well stop running. Just stop running. In fact, carry on running, but make a U-turn. And run towards Him now. Problem is, we get saved and we make a 360 too often instead of a 180. But He says, and you will seek Me and you will find Me when you search for Me with all your heart. So in other words, if I half-heartedly go after God, I'm not going to find Him. Or I find Him to the degree I search for Him. And then when things happen in my life, I have to rely on somebody else with a good relationship with God to help me out of my situation. You don't need someone else to help you. I mean, thank God He gave us a fivefold ministry to help train us up. But they train you up for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. So we all come in the unity of the faith, unto the knowledge of the Son of God, unto the perfectness of the fullness of the stature of Christ. We can be more and more like Jesus Christ. We're supposed to be training you to be like Jesus Christ. That's what the fivefold does. He's looking for people that are going to get sold out to Him. He says, the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro in the earth, seeking on whose behalf He can show Himself strong, whose heart is perfect towards Him. Amen. He's going to show Himself strong for people that are gung-ho for God. Amen. Not half-hearted, just take it or leave it type of thing. We've got to get sold out. Yeah. We have got to get sold out to this thing called the kingdom of God. Amen. Which I happen to belong to. And so do you if you're born again. Amen. We've got to get sold out to it. We've got to get sold out to the King of that kingdom. Amen. Yes. Amen. Wow. James 4. You all know this one. Well, most of you do probably. Draw near unto God and He will draw near unto you. Yes. So when I get closer, He gets closer. That's right. You see, the onus is on me, not on Him. He's done everything. You know, there's a scripture in Matthew that says that when you go into the secret place and close your door, God waiting will receive you. He's waiting for you already. He's already there waiting. He's beckoning us. He's longing for us. He's calling us. He's trying to woo us into His presence. He's trying to show us what He can do for us and how much He loves us. Amen. I'm telling you. God cares greatly for us. And so He says, draw nigh unto Me and I'll draw nigh unto you. Moving closer to something or someone means to shorten the distance. To not be far away. You've got to locate yourself though. And you've got to see, what is the distance between Me and God? How much have I? How much do I? And you know, whatever else the spirit life is, it's also a life of practice. It's like in the natural realm. If you want to become good at anything, anybody that's really good at something, had to practice. And practice and practice. I mean, sports people, musicians, accountants, people practice. You know, helping people, telling them how to, you know, your financial advisor. You've got to practice that stuff. You can't just go and tell someone to, you'll cause them to become bankrupt. You got to take courses and learn and study and know the market and know at least what GDP means. People start businesses and don't know the first thing about business. And so they had to practice. You got to practice. To become Tiger Woods, he had to practice. He had to practice all the time. Now you can practice correctly and you can practice incorrectly. There's a saying that goes around, practice makes perfect. No, that's not true. It's perfect practice makes perfect. Because you could practice the wrong scriptures. You could practice what you heard a preacher say, God's not healing everybody today. And you practice that by telling everyone and believing that. And now that's what you're going to live.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on